Morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. We'll call this Rules Committee to order, and we'll note for the record there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from Friday, May 17th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
There's an amendment. We got to move first.
Sure. I move the minutes. Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It appears in the first sentence, we actually called gaveled in on May 17th, I believe, not May 15th. And so I would just add that amendment to Vice Chair Hollins' motion.
Representative Jordan, thank you for your eagle eyes. As always, we will make an oral amendment to change May 15th to May 17th.
Mr. Chair.
And also on the in the bottom paragraph, change Saturday, May 19th to Saturday, May 18th. Any discussion to the oral amendment? Leader Davis.
Mr. Chair, under the line that says quorum was present, that May 15th should be also changed to 17th.
Agreed. That is describing what, the moving of the minutes at that meeting, I believe.
Okay. All right.
So I think that is accurate. All in favor of the oral motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Members, thank you for your assistance. We next have the 2024 R27 resolution on waiver of dates. This is a routine motion at this time of session to give us flexibility as needed. I move that 2024 R27 resolution on waiver of dates be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. Next, we have the most exciting part of our Rules Committee agenda, which is the end of session Revisers Corrections Bill. Ooh. This is House File 5435. I move that House File 5435, move House File 5435 to get it before the committee with a recommendation that be referred to the General Register. So we have the bill before us. Representative Becker-Finn, please present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is my favorite description of a bill: correcting miscellaneous oversights, inconsistencies, ambiguities, unintended results, and technical errors. It is the Revisors Corrections Bill, not related to the Department of Corrections and not the Revisors Policy Bill, but the Revisors Corrections Bill. And we should all want them to fix our ambiguities, unintended results, and technical errors.
For any revisors who are listening at 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service. We are grateful. Any discussion to the bill? Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know I'm new to this committee, but the language of this bill doesn't seem to say anything about giving the revisor permission to correct the bill.
Representative Becker-Finn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So that is one of the things that was caught. And then I know there's another one I signed off on as well. So there's a whole process when there's a correction where actually, that's why Representative Scott is also on this bill. So there's a whole process where we each sign off on the corrections. So if, luckily, I guess you've never had something that's needed to be fixed. But if you do, staff will help you with that process.
So this is the fix that was caught. It's not a very long revisers bill, corrections bill at the moment. Any further discussion? Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in light of that, since we usually see a fairly large corrections or revisers bill, is there intention to just amend this on the floor just with all the corrections?
Representative Becker-Finn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we did an earlier revisers technical, like with things that were caught in the interim and up to that point that we already passed and has been signed by the governor. So this is just like things that have happened since then. So that's why it's relatively lean.
Any further discussion? Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, sorry to not exactly understand what's going on here, but I was expecting that the bill would say something about, you know, we give the revisor permission to make the technical corrections. That's not in here at all. So where is that language?
I will defer to Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chair, members, the corrections bill is actually an act of law, and it contains revisions and corrections to things that we've already passed. So the revisor doesn't have any permission that we give them to make corrections themselves. You have to make the corrections. As the weekend progresses, our staff or the revisor staff or members may find errors, and those errors go through a process that Representative Becker Finn has described, where that there's a form and you have to get sign off from the author of the bill and from the two members here, Representative Scott and Representative Becker Finn. Those sign offs then give permission to put these into the revisor's bill. Sometime on Sunday, all of these errors having been caught, an amendment will be prepared by the revisor and that will come to the floor. And typically we would suspend rules as a, in a bipartisan basis and adopt that amendment with the changes and then send this to the Senate for their adoption. And this is a very important bill in that we can't predict what errors and how important they are until we spot them. Sometimes it's really boring and quotidian, and other years there's like some glaring error made by somebody in the dark of night that everybody pretty much wants us to fix. And so we're hoping that this goes smoothly every year. We nonpartisan staff sits with bated breath to make sure this passes and in agony, and you guys are all wanting to go home, but we're like, oh, please, please do the
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the indulgence and just understanding it. Thank
no,
you.
No. It's important. We need to make sure we're all on the same page. Any further discussion? Seeing none. Oh, any closing comments, Representative Becker Finn?
Appreciate the support and the edification from Mr. McCormick.
Okay. I renew my motion that House File 5435 be referred to the General Register. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails, and House File 5435 is referred to the General Register. Members, we are going to be in recess in case we are needed at some point today for some reason, and so we will stand in recess.